NYC woman nabbed after attack on subway cellist is released without bail. By Amy Furr on March 1, 2024. A suspect with a criminal history was caught Wednesday after being accused of attacking a cellist playing in the New York City subway. However, the 23-year-old suspect identified as Amira Hunter was freed on Thursday, the New York Post reported. Hunter is accused of recently hitting musician Ian S. Forrest in the head with a bottle as he played his cello at the Union Square station. Due to the incident, Forrest suspended his performances indefinitely, according to Breitbart News. Video footage shows the incident unfold. In regard to the suspect, the Post article said at her arraignment Thursday on second-degree assault charges, Manhattan prosecutors argued for $15,000 cash bail or $45,000 bond, noting that Hunter has failed to appear at three of her five court dates in other criminal cases last year. Prosecutor Alexandra Robertson explained to Judge Marva Brown that it was not likely the suspect would come back to court of her own volition. According to the Post, the young woman had a bench warrant out for her arrest in a pair of cases linked to petty larceny. Her last arrest was in October on grand larceny charges for allegedly stealing two bathing suits worth $2,050 from Bergdorf Goodman. Sources said, the outlet continued, noting law enforcement reportedly previously arrested her two times for assaulting her mother. However, Brown cut Hunter loose on supervised release. The Post noted the decision came even after Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's, D, office wanted the suspect jailed. CBS New York reported February 23 that crime in the city's transit system had risen 18% this year compared to 2023. Per the Post, the cellist is part of the MTA's Music Under New York program. In addition, he helped create the coalition dubbed Subway Performers Advocacy Group that pushes for more security around musicians. Social media users shared their thoughts on the Post article, one person writing, "You get what you vote for. NYC is practically lawless now. It is as if it were competing with SF or Chicago to see how bad things can get," another user commented.